Russia and Ukraine each exchanged 307 service personnel on Saturday, marking the second day of what is expected to be the largest prisoner swap since the war began over 3 years ago. U.S. President Donald Trump suggested the exchange, which is expected to see 1,000 prisoners released on each side over a three-day period, could signal a new chapter in the stalled efforts to negotiate a peace deal between Moscow and Kyiv. Saturday's exchange was confirmed by Russia's defense ministry and separately by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who announced the news in a post on the social media platform Telegram. "Tomorrow we expect more," Zelensky wrote. "Our goal is to return each and every one of us from Russian captivity." Images released by Zelensky's office showed freed Ukrainian service members arriving in buses at a rendezvous point inside Ukraine. They embraced one another, draped themselves in blue and yellow Ukrainian flags, and appeared visibly emotional. At least one of the released soldiers was seen in tears, comforted by a woman in military uniform. Welcoming teams handed the returnees cell phones so they could contact loved ones. "I can't believe I'm home," one man said. A short video shared by the Russian Defense Ministry showed Russian service members disembarking from buses and posing with the Russian flag, as well as the flags of the Soviet Union and the Russian Empire. The first part of the exchange took place on Friday, when both countries released 390 prisoners each, including 120 civilians. Both sides said more prisoners would be released in the coming days. On Friday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated that Moscow would be ready to offer Ukraine a draft outlining terms for a long-term peace agreement once the prisoner exchange was concluded. Saturday's release came just hours after Kyiv was hit by an overnight Russian bombardment involving long-range drones and ballistic missiles, which left 15 people injured. The prisoner exchange was agreed upon during brief talks in Istanbul on May 16 between Russian and Ukrainian delegations, reportedly initiated at the urging of Trump.